express yourself.
Hi, good morning, YK Delta and beyond. This is Diane McGachran for another edition of Talkline, and also with me is
Joe Moses Jr.
I'm back. It's been 2 weeks. I've stored up plenty of commentary. I'm ready to go.
I hope you got a lot on your mind, a lot to talk about, including Trump, your uncle.
My uncle. Yeah, my uncle.
Anyway, again, like Diane said, this is Friday Morning Talkline, where the show is driven by you, the callers. And yes, we'd love to hear what you have to say and what's on your mind. You could always give us a call here at 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. Or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org.
And you can remain anonymous. So we have...
your one and only...
our traditional first caller is John Nick. Good morning, John. You're on Talkline.
Hello.
Uh-oh. John. I think a button needs to be put.
Oh. Hey, you put me on hold and you put me on a dead line.
There you go. Uh-oh. Oh, you're live now.
Oh, hey, hi. I didn't know I was talking to the people here. Sorry, I was relating to the person that put me on the line here. I had a dead line there.
Oh, no, you're good now.
Oh, anyway. You know, recently they've been seeing a lot of wolves around.
What?
Yeah, where? They've been seeing tracks where there's trails and tracks on the ground and all over now.
What area?
Right around by Thunder Ridge area and around Bethel here.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, and then I want to let people know that when you're going out with somebody, it's good to travel with two. And if you could, please carry a gun with you or some sort of protection. Because you never know what a cornered animal or a starving animal will do to you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You've got to be wary of that.
Yeah.
And some people might say, I don't know what I'm talking about. I have an idea. I used to work with hybrid wolves.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how to react and stuff. And one thing you ever get cornered by one or something happen, you should keep eye contact with it all the time. Keep your eyes. He'll look at you. You look at him.
Mm-hmm.
That way you show your dominancy by looking at him, and that one will veer away and, you know, walk away from you. If you turn and look the other way, watch out, that guy's going to try to hunt you.
Wow.
Because he fears that sense of fear within you.
Hmm.
They're strange animals. Once you work with them, I work with them about almost 2 months.
Hmm. Those hybrids and are kind of dangerous, though.
Yeah, I work with about 30 of them. They're kind of intimidating, but once you get to know them, you're friends for life with them. That's how loyal they are to you. And, you know, I just want people to be leery of that. Watch out and please carry a gun. Let people know where you're going. And if you could carry some sort of protection, you know, noisemaker, you know, whatever would startle an animal.
Yeah.
So
I saw a wolf about 10 years ago out at Old BIA. It was eating a ptarmigan. It was out on the tundra eating a ptarmigan.
Yeah, I've run into a lot of them here. I chase some. This them are smart. But please be careful. And if you're going somewhere really cold, please dress properly. Let people know where you're going and when you think you'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
So, and don't drink and drive, please.
Yeah.
And watch out for pedestrians. I think it's slippery now.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Anyway, everyone have a good weekend.
Thank you, John.
Hey, welcome, Dan.
Thank you.
Joe, you're there.
I take the fifth. I'm being really quiet.
Okay.
Somebody got the floor already.
Oh, stop it.
Okay,
stop it, Joe.
You guys work it out now. I'll see you later. Bye.
Okay, thank you.
See you. Bye.
All right. Good morning. Oh, whoops. Good morning, Herman. You're on Talkline. You have to turn down your radio. You're on Talkline. You have to turn off your radio, though, or turn it down.
We don't have, you can't hear the radio on the phone anymore like how they used to do it. I was going to mention two comments about what legislatures are doing, like Senator Hoffman are doing in Juneau, and there's a website that people go to try to stop the Governor Bill Walker from taking away a permanent fund. It's www.facebook.com/savethePFD. Because I'm sure when our senator comes on after a while, he'll try to justify why he tried to form a borough here and why they're supporting the government taking me off our permanent fund. Is that the way it was designed? And you're putting a lot of people below the poverty line, and linemen should know that. You're listening to this economist who's predicting doom and gloom. He's saying the state's going to go bankrupt. You know, they're saying all these things to scare people to justify taking away their permanent fund, you know. But our new administration, they're going to open up ANWR, and that pipeline is going to be full again. They're finding new discoveries. And if they build that gas pipeline with the oil companies right alongside the oil pipeline, you know, that'll provide more money for the state's coffers. But to take away half of our fund without even our money, without even letting us vote on it, that's not right. What they're trying to do is they're trying to use all this money to give these people from Syria, these refugees, you know, they give them $1,700 a month. They give them free room and board. They help them find jobs. And it seems like they should rethink that using our money for that, because they're building safe places in the countries where they're being chased away from. It seems like it's not right. And also, I think the government wants it for Medicaid expansion. That's the same thing as Obamacare. They're tied together. A lot of people, they try to do Medicaid expansion. It bankrupts the whole state. Our new prison system, to have a new healthcare system that's going to help people, really help people, Affordable Care Act. And it's kind of sad, you know, all this fake news like CBS, NBC, CNN, and what they can't control is talk radio. So they get liberal talk show hosts, you know. They had talk show with governor. For half an hour, all they're asking was bad things about Trump. And I hate to see our announcers doing that. Give the guy a chance. He's trying to protect our country. And would you be happy if Clinton got elected and we had no borders? And, you know, be glad that he's turning to God for guidance. We need leaders like that. So we'll probably listen to you guys badmouth Trump. But when Lyman come on, he's time to leave our permanent fund alone. A lot of people need it more than the state does. Okay, those are my comments.
Okay. Herman, you know, Herman and anyone out there, after Talk Line today, stay tuned and keep the phones ringing, because Senator Hoffman, Lyman Hoffman, will be joining KYUK for a live call-in show at 11:30 to noon. So you can call in, ask him questions. He'll respond. It's your time to ask your senator questions and make your comments heard. So, Herman, I hope you'll call back at 11:30 to talk directly with Senator Lyman Hoffman. Okay. So, are you going to say anything?
Well, you know, now is a chance for Lyman to speak his mind, speak his piece, and let everybody know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he's like the rest of the politicians, which I can't say much about. But, you know, I mean, now is his chance to speak what's on his mind. Tell it like it is, mm-hmm. and get everybody informed. You
but
know,
I think the main thing is, because it's only a half-hour show, so I think it's to allow people to call in if they want. So he'll respond to what they...
Half an hour is better than nothing.
Yeah, so people... and you can call in to the talk line numbers. So we'll be giving those out throughout the show, and then you can write those down and call back in for Lyman Hoffman at 11:30. Eddie, you're on talk line. Good morning. Eddie, and you have to turn down your radio, Eddie.
Yeah, good morning. You can hear me?
Yes.
You're on the air.
You have to turn down your radio.
Yeah, good morning, you guys. Everybody, listeners out there, cold out there. Really cold.
Really cold.
Finally, it's like that. Finally, I get up in the morning. I get up and on in the really in the morning. I want a message to Susan Sampson. Please call me. I miss you so much. I love you so much. Susan Sampson, please call over here. You know my number.
Okay. Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
bye.
You.
Okay. I don't know what that was.
I don't know either, but...
anyway, Bev, I don't know if it's Bev Hoffman, actually. It's just a Bev. Good morning,
yes.
Bev.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, okay. It is Bev Hoffman.
Yep, it's been a while since I called. I try not to call every week.
Hey, Bev, if you didn't, it wouldn't be a show.
You've got
but
to call.
I don't call every week. No. I think it's been about 3 weeks since I called. But anyway, there's a couple of things I want folks to know. I chair the Bethel AVEC community group. You know, AVEC is a cooperative that we all are a part of. And it used to be, you know, for-profit, Bethel Utilities. And then AVEC, the cooperative bought it out. So we're all members. You are Diane, and you are Joe, and I am. And so one of the requirements is that we have a membership meeting every year. So the annual meeting for AVEC members is going to be Wednesday, February 15th at 4 p.m. Registration will start at 3. And so if you pay electric bill, you're a member. And if you come to the meeting, they'll be automatically on your next electric bill, you'll get $25 off. And then there's five $50 wow. door prizes, and then you become eligible for a grand prize at the April 5th annual meeting in Anchorage. So there's a lot of AVEC members. Bethel is one of the more recent additions to the co-op, but I'm really wanting folks to come, register between 3 and 4. We'll start the meeting right at 4. I would like to be out of there by 5. And so just really hoping that I forget how many people we need to make a quorum, but we have not had a problem in the last 2 years making a quorum. And so, yeah, and come. If you have a snack to share, bring it, because this is our meeting. And yeah, last year I brought some snacks, and there weren't very many there, so my snacks were scarfed up. So please come and register between 3 and 4,
mm-hmm.
and the meeting will start promptly at 4 because I'm the chair.
Okay. And now remind us where that is again.
At the Culture Center.
Okay. At 4.
Okay. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about is Pick, Click, and Give. People have been talking about our permanent fund dividend and how important it is. It's also important for those who can be a part of Pick, Click, and Give, whether it be $10, $25, $100, or all of your permanent fund. There's a lot of organizations that are worthy, and several here in Bethel, and Guimovic, which supports the YK Lifesaver Endowment Fund, is an organization that for the first time we're a part of it. Whether it's Guimovic or KYUK or Bethel Friends of Canines, Search and Rescue, TWC, there's several in this area. And I really hope that people will consider a donation and get an opportunity to be in a drawing for, I think it's, I want to say $500 and $1,000 prizes. I know Melody Hoffman won it one last year, and I forget who else. But even if you've already filled out your application, you can still go in and say, well, I changed my mind. I want to pick, click, give, and these are the organizations. I want to split $100 out, $25, you know, anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps, and I encourage all my fellow folks who enjoy the swimming pool, kids who have learned how to swim. This is a good opportunity to show how much you appreciate what's going on at the YK Fitness Center by this Pick, Click, Give. And one more thing, I just would like us, you know, people to be a little kinder. We're a very divided country right now. People, it was real interesting listening to my upriver friend Herman Morgan talk about, you know, our president. And, you know, I just was saying to somebody the other day, he is our president, that is for sure, but there are so many things that I have strong feelings about that it's hard for me to be silent when he twitters off allegations, and then there's certain people that feel everything is fake news unless you hear it from Fox. But there are sites that people can go and fact-check. If you just Google fact-check, five sites come up and there's more, whether you listen to Fox or get your news from CNN or other sources, you can check it out. But if you feel strongly about issues, you know, don't stay silent, but do be more respectful. You know, we don't need the hatred and the mouth spewing off about the ugliness of it all. And when I see our own president spewing off ugliness, it is bothersome to me. Even though I don't share his views on many, many things, I expect a lot more out of our president. And I have been talking to my own kids, you know, who have strong views too, that, yes, express them, but don't be hateful and don't get ugly and don't, you know, I don't know. It is bothersome to me. And I don't know what it's going to take to unify our country, because we all feel strongly about our views and ability to opinionate. But when we have all these social media capabilities and we're bad-mouthing not only our neighbor, our president, our spouse, I'm just of that generation of... You know, we were supposed to, like, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Well, that's out the door. but we can be more diplomatic. We can be kinder. We can follow up comments, like, all these people are fake news, with facts, you know. And there's ways to get those facts from bipartisan organizations. So that's what I have to say today. Wolf attacks are rare. If you see a wolf, don't run. Be kind. Think, pick, click, and give. And go to your annual AVEC meeting.
If I go, you got to bring your famous cookies.
Which famous cookies?
All of them.
No, oh. You have to be.
No, you have to come.
You have to come with the cookies.
And bring and to share. I made a Saliex last year. So anyway, okay. Okay, guys, be safe, be kind, be good.
Thank you, Bev. Okay, next we have Cesari. Good morning, Cesari. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. That was wrong speech.
It's okay.
By Bev.
Yes. Oh, you've done some long ones, Cesari, yourself.
I need to equal. That was pretty good, you know. To be nice, that is both side story too, about the president and stuff. If this country right now, those people influencing our politicians and paying billions of dollars to people go and get violence protesting like that Soro, he spent over $1 billion for those with the breaking the windows and protesting and burning things, and now screaming, kill the president. Those things we have to watch too. It is both side story, you know. We see he is not perfect, and not one president been perfect. And he disturbed that. Let him finish. Let him do this wrong for a couple of years and see what they come out. He is maybe ordinary man. What the this what he have in mind is said. You know, using the expensive speech words with the. Every politician having, he is telling this straight, this what he feeling and what he have in mind. This what I thinking.
Okay.
Okay, and another thing about you know, this, I have some idea about taking away money from dividend. You know, if the governor increase fuel in the old hub cities, like
road area,
Anchorage, no, rural, live alone rural, you see, this makes this Anchorage, Fairbank, Sitka, you know, whatever the big city connecting with big roads and stuff. Make them pay same what we're paying in here for the fuel. Decorate them so much money for the cover the budget, and they still have advantage over us because the stores and everything is way cheaper. You don't have to shipping, you don't have to do. This make them, this increase the, making the percentage to pay equal with all the rural Alaskan paying. And they have enough money. And after that, they can take the dividend if you need it. Because they would be took, we're paying way too much for the fuel, way too much for the groceries. Three groceries alone. Get this fuel what they're wasting, what they're using in Anchorage. They have buses and all have options to use it in transportation and airlines and all things. Make them pay exactly what we're paying in bushing here in rural Alaska. They created, I tell you, billions of dollars what they cover all budget in there. And we'll be much more equal treat in the world with the value. We'll be still paying way more for example, groceries or fruits or apples or clothing and stuff. But that this leave us dividend alone. These people in the village, dividends alone. That's what I think that is they have to be done because the people they're really depending on that and their income for a long period of time. And now about those judges in there. What do you think about those judges? Stop it. We have 100,000 judges and somebody attack us. For example, some Chinese player coming and judge said, no, shoot him one second, no, shoot him. Now they say, no, shoot him, not talk one second. We have 100,000 or 100,000 opinion.
Well, three.
The judges have too much power. The judges can't be invited with the politics. The win the war. Win the war against the ISIS. He's not rejecting all Muslims. He's rejecting. This would be possible. Look what's happening in Europe.
Okay,
Cesare. Every day something happened.
Okay, so you're going to have to go back and kind of review how checks and balances in our government system works between the legislative, the executive, and the judicial branches, and how all three are check and balances on each other, so no one is particularly overwhelmingly powerful. So this,
you know,
the Ninth Circuit disagreed with Trump's executive order, and they found it actually unconstitutional. So, and they were Bush appointees. One is a Bush appointee. One was a Clinton appointee.
Fruit of the Democrat liberals ruling.
Okay, so we have some other calls coming up, so I'm...
Well, I just don't think I need it.
You're just getting... I know you're just... I know
no,
you're...
No, running up on... You know, there was... The judges, they should be representing people, and same like Constitution should be representing people. You have, like, for example, a few years in back, you have 87 votes in the Putin in the ballot in... California for marriage, men and woman. 87% vote against it. And judge said, no.
Okay,
I'm
so.
I'm saying he's so good.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. No, he's not because I am against or not, because that is not, have nothing to do. But one man rejected 87% vote.
Now you're gonna make me push. I'm gonna have to push you off the phone now. So sorry. I got these calls. I got calls backing up. So
okay, I call you back.
Yes, call back. Yes, he'll swing back around. Just a reminder, everyone. Today at 11:30, Senator Lyman Hoffman will be taking calls at 11:30. All right, John Carter. Thank you for waiting. You're on Talk Line. Good morning.
Yes. can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. This is John Carter. I'm calling from East Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, what I'm going to have to say may not make a lot of sense because of what's happening, what's taking place here in the state of Alaska, and that was also on the news last night. And it was talking about deficit problems. The state of Alaska is experiencing at this time. Is it going away or staying with us until it is solved? For all of us are under the umbrella of the state of Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I didn't know if you heard it, saying some development of tax system, for instance, the oil and gas stations in some others should be instigated. The PFD was also the subject, where the earnings could be used in some tax to lessen the deficit that is going as all of us speak. I don't know if it is going only by itself. I think something needs to be done. Spoke with a person the other day. Some person, and that person did what he and I were talking about did not go very far to the opposition. Opposition does not get things done. The corporation does. The thing is when the oil tax is raised, President Governor was talking about that also. The earnings used to solve the problem. The thing that all of us know, that which is PFD, will go away in 2 years. The question, will working with less work for the state of Alaska or what? Thank you, Ron.
All right. Thank you, John, for calling.
Okay.
Good morning, Susan. You're on talk line. Good morning, Susan. Susan
Good
Charles?
Morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on. Thank you for waiting.
Yes. My name is Susan Charles, and I'm calling to remind everyone who are descendants of original Jalista shareholders and Alaska Natives who were eligible to enroll as shareholders in 1971 but did not. We're accepting applications here in Bethel, and you can also go to the Anchorage office, and you are also able to go online to a very secure and safe web portal, which is enrollmyalaska.com, where you can create a profile and complete and submit an application online. Our office in Bethel is located at 313 Willow Street, which is right behind the Legislative Information Office, next to Subway, and our entrance is on the south side. We also have a handicap entrance also if you're not able to use a regular entrance. We're accepting applications right now online, and applicants are also able to complete a fillable form, which can be mailed directly to the Jalista office with their verification documents. And beginning February 13, paper applications will be available, and potential shareholders were mailed something in the mail to remind them that they can apply on paper as well. So just a reminder, our office is at 313 Willow Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to find the main entrance.
Yeah,
but,
I've noticed that. Is it on the side of the building?
It's on the side of the building.
Yeah, okay.
There's handicap entrances on either end of the building as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
If people need assistance, they can call 543-5420, which is our Bethel line. And people are also welcome to call the 800 number, which will get them to the Bethel office if they forget the Bethel phone number, which is not listed.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.
That's helpful. All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Good morning, Nick. You're on talk line. Thank you for waiting.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this a talk show?
You are on talk line. You might have to turn down your radio, though, because there's a delay and it might cause some confusion.
Okay. Hang on.
Nick is going to turn down his radio.
Well, I'm escaping the radio.
There you go. Yes, yes. Okay, so good morning. You're on.
How many calls do you guys average in a half hour?
I don't know about a half hour, but we get about 20 to 25 calls and emails.
I pressed 3 dials 21 times since you guys got on.
Are you kidding? I'm so sorry. Well, I think it's because we only have 2 lines for people to call into. I think that's it.
I'm pretty heated up about this Lyman Hoffman's half-hour talk show. It's just more or less it's like a be quiet thing, and people who are really looking forward to end up breaking out something that they're really got in mind with this borough. I'm not educated, but what I end up finding out about it, I don't like. And there's enough like taxes in this world. What happened to our free country? I mean, if we end up having a borough, the only people that are going to be living in a sensible way are the people who are making money. The people who are not making money and, having tough times on jobs are going to really be suffering. It's going to be worse than having a homeless person being out there, being a drunk and being on the street. I'm hoping that I can even get on the talk show calling with Lyman Hoffman. Where did he grow up?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the people that he's going to be backing up and helping out? I called in last week and seeing how many important people it seems like in corporations, and it doesn't matter where you end up stepping up, who's getting money. I brought this up, Joe, with you and your I was the last caller last week. Who's getting money in their pockets?
The investors, the people that are investing in it. That's the sad part. I wouldn't be surprised if a person that's going to be hosting the show is part in the investment team.
Yep. It sounds like to me, that's like a sound. Set up to be quiet, though.
Oh, we're losing your, you sound very distant, Nick. So get closer to the phone or something. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to relax and everything. It's really important to me and the people. That's what I'm looking at is the people. I have to say I disagree, and I hope more people are going to go with this and voice their opinion. And it's not going to stop just because we voice our opinion in half hour. That's nothing.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Do you call his office and, share your opinion there? I know that they keep track of calls that come into their offices.
I'm going to be talking with, step up with people who know more within stuff like this and
good.
Asking questions, because it's my life. It's my kids' life, and, grandkids. Oh, man.
Hey, Nick, I love your enthusiasm. Keep it up. Don't give up. Get more people involved and rock with this thing.
And it's such a short time to do it, too.
Yeah, I know. That's the hard part, but don't give up.
All right, Joe, Diane. Thank you guys for doing a good job at the talk show, and I hope more people can get through that series.
I'm glad you got through, Nick.
Times.
Yeah.
That's okay. Thank you.
Remember, you can always email in, too, and I really respect your passion, and I hope you continue to care and express yourself and get your message through to our legislators. I think it's important to do that. So thank you for that.
Yep. And these people can't go walking by with people saying a small guy or small woman that's having something important to say to them. They got to remember who they're working for.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, Nick, thank you.
Okay, yep. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Okay, Terry, good morning, Terry. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Harry. Let's see, from here in Bethel, but it's an announcement for the whole Bethel area for the Quick Hook Dog Races, which are happening today, tomorrow. 14 teams will compete starting today at 1 p.m. in front of town on the river. And the course is about 20 miles. And fiddling tonight at 7 p.m. at the high school with the Bethel Band. That's Willie John's band, and the Yak Yak Broken Record Band. And we have a whole bunch of raffle items that we have for the main raffle. And you know, we have two sets of the old Nintendo that came out late 80s, 90s. And these are refurbished Nintendos. There's two of them. We're planning on raffling those off one per night. And I know there's a whole bunch of people that would like to get their hands on them. You know, those will be raffled off separately. And tomorrow will be the last day for the main event, which is at 1 o'clock. And, you know, with, even though we'll see how the turnout is for the community, you know, kids of all ages, planning on doing some finish start line activities once the last musher leaves. You know, there's some pop scramble where we just lay out a whole couple of cases of pops on the ground, and kids run up from the start line and pick as much as they can. And this is all for the community and for adults also. There'll be some prize box races if there's interest and if they're there for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And one last thing is the kids dog races on Sunday, 1 o'clock. With one dog, three dog, and five dog. Mm-hmm. And that afternoon will be the awards for the whole races. For me, I feel that the dog races should not just be for men. I always try to include the kids for their fun, and hopefully they'll pick up the sport. So,
hey, Harry, is there a contact number somebody can call in case they want to?
Terry. Was it Harry? Or
Harry.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll put out my cell. It's 545-1676.
Okay.
And same thing with ticket purchases. I'm willing to do bank transfers and or the phone credit card sales during the fiddle time hours. You know, some of these listeners are way out in like Thunder Hills, where concentration is not easy. But if they want to support their dog mushing and bring in, so in hoping to win one of the raffle prizes, that can happen.
What time is the fiddling starting and quitting?
Fiddling starts 7 o'clock tonight and quits at 1.
Same thing tomorrow night.
Saturday at 8 p.m. quits at 2.
Okay.
And if you want to hear two bands out of the Kuskokwim, Quifuk is place to be tonight.
Okay.
I know that Broken Record hasn't played for a while. They're apparently going to play since a couple months, even a year. So if you guys want to listen to them, come up to Quifuk.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
All right. Okay, Harry. Wilson, you're on talk line. Good morning. Well, thank you for waiting.
Hey, good morning. Pretty hard to get on the air this morning.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. But
I've been waiting for like maybe 30 minutes. Anyways, just wanted to put out a word of caution for ice road travelers. I just drove down from Kasigluk or Tundra Villages. And it looks like it was plowed yesterday, but with this blowing snow, getting filled up slowly. Especially from below Napakiak, that stretch going down to Martha Johnson, and the going across to Napakiak Slough on the Johnson side. So two-wheel travelers, two-wheel drive travelers might want to pair up with another vehicle. Some areas have pretty high snow berms that are getting filled up. So in light of, you know, some activities going on this weekend, you know, people might, you know, use caution using that ice road.
Okay. Okay, thank you for taking the time to let us know how your ride was. That's good.
Okie dokie.
Thank you.
Say hi to everybody on this beautiful Friday morning.
Mm-hmm. All right.
hey, Wilson.
Okay, and please remember to file your trip plan.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Wilson.
You know, with your, hey, good morning.
Can you translate real quick in Yupik?
Yeah, I can do that.
Please.
Anak simpaing anun anu mas kom sur cali paing anun na kanik tam kani mek tok tok klin kakakok nuna pecok men kelima ya kok rom imek tok luni nat koi koi me tau kok toy ak cakal ga kok kok four wheel drive anak luni nuna kok tut kun na Malik Luci Khani Tahas Kufci Yasuk Yaktub Ka Stak Kaku Saka Khani Aghana Khuka Ning Sigalu Kuka Kamna Tok Tang Toy Man.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you guys have a good day.
Thank you. Next online is Mike. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Talkline. Mike, you're on Talkline.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for waiting.
Yeah, a couple of things. I'd like to announce the Frank Nohoff sled dog race, Kawagmi sled dog race next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 17th, 18th, and 19th at Akiak, Alaska. It's 24.6 miles a day, and we postponed this race. We usually have it during the New Year's. Another announcement, the Tribes for Tribes meeting on governance and the alcohol issue and other issues is set for March 8 and 9 at EPPJ Allied Center. We're inviting the Lieutenant Governor, the Attorney General, and all of the service providers that are being impacted by the issue of alcohol. And we're also inviting Senator Hoffman to explain the Senate Bill 18 that he's introducing. And also we're going to be discussing some of the work that has been done on the regional governance issue. Mm. And everyone is invited to do this. It's sponsored by the federally recognized tribes of the region. And again, it's on March 8 and 9. And we're also inviting those folks that work with the Alaska State Troopers and and TWC, and also you know, those folks from the UConn, from the Imanoch shelter. You know, we're being impacted by these adverse impacts by alcohol, and the only way we can do it is to talk about these things without borders. And I know it's a tough issue for Bethel and the area, but our villages are suffering from disaster to another disaster. And but everyone is invited for March 8th and 9th at Yupik-Pichu-Ride for 2 days.
Okay, so thank you for those announcements. And, you know, maybe you heard this show on Bethel Search and Rescue and the increase in calls they get for people who are in distress out on the river who may have been drinking in Bethel. And it's really, I was really touched by the interview that they had with them and the impact and the toll it's taking on people who are volunteering at 3 o'clock in the morning to go out and try to help someone who may be combative, who may not want any help, who's not in their, you know, right mind because they've been drinking. Just really powerful testimony.
Yes, we're also inviting the Bethel Search and Rescue to report, and also, you know, these are tough issues that we have to talk about and take action on. If we do nothing, then, you know, it's not okay to lose young lives. And, again, these are tough issues, and we have to unite in this region to deal with it directly. And we need all the tribal leaders there on March 8th and 9th. Thank you very much for allowing for the announcement.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Helen. Hello?
Helen, you're on the air.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Thank you, Helen. What's on your mind?
I'll come back.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, you're the second woman to call today.
I wanted to talk about...
I feel lonely without more women calling.
So, I wanted to talk about positive things. I didn't want to...
Okay.
Negative things.
Sure.
We all need to go to the legislative office before in Bethel if we want to voice our opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And in the villages, you should go to when they have meetings and voice your opinions. And instead of, if we do it on the radio, it's not going to happen. You have to go to the meetings and you have to go to the... legislative office here if you want to, you know, talk to your senators and your...
Okay, yeah.
But I wanted to talk about our positive things that I've learned from my family, that you're all out there listening in Akiak, Akkajok, Kuisluk, Tuluksak, Napaskak, Napakiak. Anyway, I wanted to talk about us natives. We are very loving and giving, and we're very thankful.
Mm-hmm.
We're good natured. I know that a lot of times we are told not to steal growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things my uncle taught me is to write an I, you're going to take of something. And I know that my uppers and my uncles and dad always had a cane. Pass on your traditional values by role modeling. We love to sing as Yupiks, and, you know, we sing and we'll pass it on. Mostly love, we were taught to love your family and friends. Companionship. Respect land was the must. Leave it as you see it. You are come to cross the channel with the back, though. That's we're supposed to do it in a positive way, not negative. I think men need to start meeting together like they used to do in Qazqiq. That's how they used to lead us. And I know we do a lot of trading and amongst us. And I have your honey, if you're young, need to go with honey subsistence that makut you yagabut lituki. Young people need to learn subsistence. I wanted to say that I'm a big mouth too, and a lot of times prayer can really make us really spiritually happy. So be jagluta, conserve energy, don't throw trash on the ground. Love each other. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Helen. Next we have...
Lene?
Hi. How are you today?
Well, good. Oh, it's Renee. Well, we
Renee.
Got... It got typed into our board as... Are you Lene or Renee?
Renee.
Okay. Renee.
I'm glad you got working incognito today.
Yeah, almost.
I recognized your voice right off the bat.
We're going to have to tell your husband you're a new lady.
Stop it.
Yeah. Right. So, of course, I'm going to give you that we got Saturday market this Saturday. So doors will open at 8:30 for our members, 9 for all the rest of the vendors, and open to the public from 10 to 2. Perfect place to get that something special for that someone special, since Valentine's Day is next week.
Okay.
Don't want to forget that, right?
Okay.
And then we have the River, the juried art show that's being sponsored by the Yupik Museum and the Kuskokwim Art Guild. We are going to set up a photo shoot in the Cultural Center here for folks who want to get their artwork photographed, because Neva Mathis is our juror this year, and we need to send her the photographs so she can look at them. So anybody who's got something they want to enter into the River, the competition, should come by the Cultural Center on Monday and Tuesday, and we'll have a thing set up and take some photos, and you can fill out the prospectus then for it. So it's going to be a really good show, I'm hoping. Lots of opportunities and ways to express your creativity dealing with the river and all of that encompasses in our lives. And then the next thing, the BCA annual meeting will be held February 12th at noon here at the Cultural Center. That's Sunday at noon, mm-hmm. Open to the public, so come on by, hear what's going to happen for the next year. I want to update everyone about Michael Fabian's concert, which will be March 11th here at the Cultural Center. Chester Mark is working to bring Michael out again. He always puts on a wonderful concert.
Yeah.
And the Cultural Center and the Bethel Council on the Arts are co-sponsoring that with them. And then, of course, we know about Chamai. Chamai is March 31st, April 1st, and 2nd. And if Linda hasn't gotten on yet, I know they need volunteers in just about all of the different venues that they're working.
Mm-hmm.
And she would be happy to take your call at 907-350-0342. And if you don't get that, just call me here at the Cultural Center or stop by and I'll share that with you. Mm-hmm. Minnie Fritz is in charge of the arts and crafts tables again this year. And if you want to reserve your table for the arts and crafts, Minnie's number is 543-1835.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I've got for right now. And everybody have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. And also, you know, we have Saturday market tomorrow, so just thought I'd announce
like
that.
Like you're dressed for it.
I know. I've got my tie-dye. I got a little tie-dye on today. Gregory, good morning, Gregory. You're on Talk Line. Thank you for waiting.
Good morning.
Good morning. Uh-oh. Do you have a joke for us?
No, I have no tongue-in-cheek humor this morning. Okay. More or less a concern.
Okay, go ahead.
And it's an ongoing concern. I was listening in on the Native American call-in radio show this morning on the racial bias on border towns between the reservations and the local and state lands. And I'd like to bring up a hidden issue here. For me, I'd like to term it intertribal racial bias.
Okay.
And for me, it's it concerns myself and the ANCSA nonprofit ONC. And it's been an ongoing a dialogue there that remains unspoken, and the response from my concerns there go unheeded. There is workmanship there that is not being prepared. There's the foundation. While I was just waiting, another screw there snapped in half. And the full board of ONC and the staff within the housing department, they are fully aware. A spokesman went before the full board for me. I was unable to travel, creating, well, they are fully aware of my situation. And the uncomfortable stress of my physical being as well as my emotional being there is being stretched.
Okay.
And it's the duty to all tribal members is not being adhered to. It is my opinion and feelings there that it must bring out. And on a happy note there, I'm grateful for the LIHEAP program providing stove oil to heat this house.
Okay.
And well, everyone be warm and be cool. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Gregory. I hope you feel better. All right. Next we have Grady. Good morning, Grady.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
All right. What's up?
Well, a couple library things. I got four things to say. First of all, I heard Renee on there, and I just want to remind the Marketplace non-members that in the morning of market tomorrow, I'll be selling memberships to the market. It's still very much worth it to get in early in the first part of the year to make the membership worth its while for the free table and the early entrance to the Marketplace. That's $135 for a year, and it basically gets them in for half price for the tables if they get in early, you know, if they get that done now. Teresa, Joan, and Julie in the library have been working hard with kiddos to make cookies for a bake sale along with the books they're selling tomorrow at the Marketplace. So I encourage everyone to make sure and pop by their table. And then Julie, you know, she's been working real hard on making really cool crafts for the kiddos. And I volunteer to do story time, and I put a lot of effort in. I love reading the stories of the kids, and we're teaching them sign language as well. So it's at 3 p.m. at the library on Saturdays, and I encourage people to join us for that. And then on the horizon, the 17th, right before the dog show, that's Friday, there'll be a film, Best in Show, and that'll be at 7 p.m. And then on the 25th, I have my next installment of Bethel Live, which is a karaoke event for families and children, followed up with an open mic from 8 to 10.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Brady.
Have an excellent day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have Wes. Good morning, Wes. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. This is Wes. Hello?
You're on the air, live and in color. Go for it.
Yeah, I'd like to name the tribal council the primary that I make for the voters. Thanks to shareholder webpage at the Facebook.com. There's also the city council primer for the cities under the state. And some of the cities in rural villages have applied for revenue sharing, but did not receive it since there's a policy the council has to complete along with the application. My council primer or the city council primer is there to help you. One other thing I want to talk about, I was bringing up the Governor Walker on the PFD.
I'm
the PFD, Governor Walker.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't approve of their takeaway, and what he did in 2016 was he also took away the funding from the Denali Commission for the villages on wind energy. And that was a big blow also. And one other thing I'd like to share on this climate. This warming climate, I think when the earthquake rocked Japan in 2011, it moved Japan 8 miles closer to Alaska. And that may have spiked the climate.
You're saying the whole nation of Japan shifted 8 miles?
Yes, that's what the report said.
I've never heard of that before. I'll have to look that up. I didn't know a whole nation could shift.
it shifted 8 miles. That's what I read.
Okay. Interesting.
You know that down there, what do they call it down there? You know, it all shifted down there that created this 9-point earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that's all I have to say. Thank you very much. Okay.
Okay. Thank. Oh.
Again, the phone numbers to give us a call here are 543-5985, 543-2756. 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org.
Okay, next we have Shaddy. Good morning, Shaddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm just calling in to give the weekly announcement. So this is Shaddy Robbie calling from the YK Fitness Center, and just a reminder that every weekend the pool is 50% off, and this includes today, tomorrow, and Sunday. It's very cold outside currently, so come on over and enjoy our spa that's running right at 104 degrees, so it feels really nice right about now. Half-price Saturdays are covered very kindly through the YK Lifesavers Endowment Fund, and they are constantly looking for donations and help. So if anybody wants to get involved, wants to help fund community members of Bethel to come to our facility for that half price, please contact Bev and the YK Lifesavers organization. Our next session of swim and group fitness and instructional classes begins the second week of March, so that's right around the corner. We're going to be programming all of our normal swim and group fitness classes, including judo, kids and adult swim classes, but we've also added some stuff. So we're going to be adding a few instructional programs. So these are the programs for the children that kind of gives them something to do. We're going to be adding children's boxing, children's yoga, and a children's jazz and hip-hop class. For the adults, we're going to be adding a boot camp class and a land Zumba class. And then just a reminder, all of our ongoing programs are still going to be kicking. We got yoga, aqua Zumba, cycling, water polo, and then children's ballet.
Don't forget the guitar lessons.
Guitar lessons and ukulele lessons are also a new instructional program that we're offering. And those classes actually hit our registration number, so it's really cool to see. I usually go in there and watch Ben teaching the kids. It's really neat. We are still looking for instructors, so if anybody in the community has a special skill, if you're a personal trainer, if you've ever taught swim lessons, please contact us. It'd be a great way for you to give back to the community and to make some extra money, so we'll actually hire you on and pay you in your downtime, and you get to positively affect the youth in the community. So it's a great mutually beneficial relationship, hopefully. We're looking to pack these classes, so Please mark your calendars for the second week in March. That's when our new classes are going to kick off. And always, we really encourage pre-registration so we can get a good idea of how many people are in the classes, and we can give an accurate number to people coming in and asking if they have a few weeks to wait to sign up. Half-price weekend. Like us on Facebook. This is where we populate a lot of our information. So our Facebook page is the Yukon Kuskokwim Fitness Center spelled out. Visit our Facebook, ykfitness.org, or give us a call at 543-0390. And lastly, you can always just stop over and talk to any of our employees, or you can ask for Shatter Your Stacy. So we'll be able to answer any question that you have. You guys got any questions for me?
No, I think you covered everything fairly well.
When are you going to take the guitar class?
The guitar class, I just ordered a guitar off Amazon, and it's back ordered. It's not coming in. So when that bad boy gets in, Joe, I'll jump into class.
Okay. So thank you, Shatty, for that update.
Yep. And one more small plug. We do have some basketball games this weekend.
Oh.
If anybody else is looking for something to do.
Where are they? Where are they played?
We play at Bethel Regional High
School. Oh, I thought you were talking about the YK Fitness Center basketball going on. But you have water polo. I know you have water polo.
We have water polo on Sunday if anybody's looking for something to do.
That's a real workout right there.
It's a heck of a workout. Yeah, you're treading water the entire time.
That's right. And it gets a little frisky in there. People get competitive.
Frisky.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you for that.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too. All right. Bye. Good morning, Henry. You're on Talkline.
Doctor.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Henry Chicken Mark Net Mosso. Yeah, I'm half a knock of a lot of that who you don't wish to look bigger than it. Long to come to make a lime and half a knock senator up to do something. Is Wachtach gone with Jack of Conang, you could only one good and nothing with Taku to you, Mammy.
Good morning. Thank you, Henry. Dave. Good morning, Dave. You're on Talkline. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. And you might have to turn down your radio.
I already did.
Okay. We can barely hear you, so you have to get closer to your phone, I think.
Okay. Have a bad connection.
Okay. Go ahead.
I want to talk a little bit about transparency.
Okay.
Government. The local government's been very, very quiet lately. The mayor has been invited many times to come on the talk show to keep us informed. I don't believe the city of Bethel is adequately keeping the public informed. on anything. And I don't think that's right.
Okay.
I don't think that's the democratic process. All their work's supposed to be done in the open. That has proven not to be the case. Let's go back to the big investigation that tried to discredit citizens of Bethel. That investigation, as far as I know, hasn't been revealed to the public. The city of Bethel went to the district attorney, tried to get indictments. District attorney told them to go away. You got nothing. More than once. When there's an internal investigation of the citizens, including city employees, it cost a lot of lost time. I did some research. It shows the actual cost can be exceeded 10 times in lost production, lost revenues, in the moral standard of the city employees, of the citizens. We, the members of a park committee, veterans, got caught up, and the city tried to discredit us. It took 2.5 years to clear our name. And finally, now, this group has been exonerated of all wrongdoings. It's good to be free. The city needs to keep us informed. The state and the senator need to keep us informed on Senate Bill 18. Mm. That's all I have to say. Where is the mayor? Why is he not keeping the city and its people that elected those 7 people to office? They need to keep us informed. Thank you, and have a pleasant day.
Thank you. Okay, Roy, good morning.
Hello?
You're on the air.
How you doing?
Good. Turn your radio down, please.
Yeah, I turned it off. Just to say, we're going to be playing in Guislip this coming weekend. Broken Record Band, along with Bethel Band. Anyway, if anybody wants to enjoy a good music, come and enjoy it at Guislip. Okay, God bless us too.
Hey, Roy. Roy, yeah. Are you going to be singing? If you sing, I'll come.
Oh, yeah. You better be there. I'll pass time so you can enjoy your time.
Okay.
Okay, Roy.
Thank you.
yeah, have a good one.
All right.
Appreciate that. Yeah, bye.
Bye. All right, Alexi. Good morning, Alexi. Welcome to Talkline.
Hello?
Oh, you have to turn down your radio.
What radio?
Okay, never mind.
I mean...
It's good now.
It's good now. Oh, good. Good morning to you both.
Yeah, good morning. I'm glad you called. I want your opinion.
I just want to translate what Henry was saying, because to me it was important, because he said it in Yupik.
Sure, please.
Just briefly. He wants a translator to be there when they have a talk show, because I believe there will be people in our area that want to call, but they probably will be speaking Yupik. And Henry was saying that they need a translator there, so the person calls in Yupik, the translator will translated to Lyman. So that's, and his other things, he was saying that people in villages, most villages, all villages, have no jobs, only handful, which is true. And they're having a hard time, especially in cold weather like this. They need a stove oil. They can't even get a stove oil. They have to try to get a heat from their brothers or their families in order to keep their house warm for their kids. And most of them have no jobs, and jobs in my village right here. Very hard. I was born and raised in this village. I never was hired all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And what Henry was saying, there are a lot of people that are struggling, especially the people that don't have a job. And things are getting higher, the price-wise. And we do our best to survive in this cold weather. And most of us go through it. He wants a translator to be there so the people that wants to speak fluent in Yupik could speak, so the translator there could translate them to Laimnami. So that's what he was saying. And I know I had other things in my mind, but that was the most important one. I wanted to say more, but...
What else did you want to say?
Well, our guards. What happened to our Alaska Army National Guards?
Uh-huh.
They're gone. We don't have no guard members. In my days, there used to be... The 2nd Scout Battalion was the biggest National Guard in Alaska. Right next to it was the 1st Scout. Those two were the biggest Scout members in the state of Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Now, both of them, their numbers down, way down. The 2nd Scout might have at least less than 20. The 1st Scout, I mean, the 1st Scout had over 1,000.
Wow.
The 2nd Scout, us, 2,000.
Wow.
See the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We don't have that no more.
Hmm.
Zero. In all, every village, what happened to the Army National Guard buildings? They're rotten. And no use. I believe they should put those buildings, transfer them to the IRA Council or Tradition Council, and let them put it in use.
Yeah.
Because they're sitting there doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, Alexi.
That was my... But other than that, the translation was my... the biggest thing, not nothing. But National Guard was the next. But other than that, you two have a nice day. Everybody,
Thank you.
A nice Friday. And if you people like to listen to the best of the best fiddle dancer music, come to Napakiak tonight and listen to the Northern Light Band.
Okay. I thought, well, Kweetluk's got it going on, too.
Kweetluk got two bands. Napakiak have only one band going.
Okay.
And that's...
Are you going to be singing?
All right.
We
have
like
some other calls backing up here. So. Oh, Jitterbug. Okay. All right. Thank you, Alexi. We're going to go on now.
Okie doke.
Have a great day. All right. Susan, you're on Talkline. Good morning. And after that, we have an email.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Susan.
I just wanted to put a plug in for some things. At Saturday Market, I'm going to be collecting for the Lions Club eyewear, glasses.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of people in town wear glasses, and they probably each have two or three old pairs. You know, it's good to keep one pair as backup in case they break, you know, uh-huh. Take them when you travel. But a lot of people have more than that, because I wore glasses all my life, so I know I have, you know, a lot of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, bring them to the Saturday market tomorrow.
Great.
Also, the kids that baked for the bake sale, adults are invited to bring baked goods, too. It's for the Friends of the Library.
Mm-hmm.
And when we rounded up people for the first meeting, we got these kids that go there after school, and they're wonderful kids, and they wanted to do a bake sale. So support them, and if you have baked items, you can bring them to help them sell too. And then the other thing is I'm going to be selling dinner tickets for Valentine's Day, which is Tuesday, this coming Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fundraiser for the Bethel Family Clinic new building.
Oh.
So I'll be selling tickets at the Saturday market tomorrow for that.
Cool.
All right. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Thank you, Susan.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay, we have an email that Julia is going to read. Yeah.
The email reads, just to fact check an earlier call, Japan moved 8 feet, not 8 miles. In responding to Herman's phone call, just because news doesn't reinforce a viewpoint does not make it fake. It is our responsibility as consumers to get past the fake talking points. Blanket statements calling entire news outlets fake are dangerous to our democracy. This is from Jacques Longpre.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad for the clarification, because 8 miles did seem, I don't know, that seemed to push me.
8 feet still can have an impact.
8 feet?
It can have an impact.
8 feet is an impact. That's true.
Yeah, you know.
But anyway, okay, thank you for that clarification. Always appreciate people calling in with some clarifications.
I like Longpre's
like
comment, but you don't know how crooked those news agencies are. They don't always tell the truth. They only want to tell stories that they want you to hear. They don't tell you what's happening.
Well, I don't really see it that way. I mean, I think there's, I don't think it's blanket one way or another.
I didn't say blanket. I just said they don't tell the truth all the time. They like to cut corners and tell a half a lie instead of the whole truth, and then they take the story and rewind it and turn it into something else.
Yeah, I avoid those kind of outlets.
Yeah, they're crazy.
So I don't really explore them that much. I kind of go to ones that I think report with integrity. And
they don't tell the truth like
so,
you.
No. Well, I don't know about me. I wouldn't hold me up for anything.
Anyway, if you'd like to call us, we do have a few minutes left. The numbers here are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org.
And remember, at 11:30 after Talk Line, Senator Lyman Hoffman will continue taking calls and answering your questions. You'll use the same numbers that you do for Talk Line, and we'll give those numbers again before we go off air so that you can have them ready to call Senator Lyman Hoffman.
I tell you what, that's going to light up the board, and people are going to try to call and call and call and call.
I know. Now, do be patient. We don't have a lot of phone lines. And so you may have to call, you may have to hit the speed dial a few times to get yourself in there. But
well, at least he's going to have an opportunity to get on the air.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully give us some information that
30
we want
minutes,
to hear.
That's not very long,
no.
though. Boy, once
maybe,
you...
Maybe if, what's his name, our boss, what's the guy's name again? I'll forget his name.
You're not talking about Shane, are
I'm
you?
I'm talking about Shane.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe you can give another half an hour.
Well, I don't know. They've worked out something. I don't know if somebody's going to host that show. I think someone will probably host it so they can direct the calls as they come
yeah,
in.
Yeah, they're going to host it.
But anyway, so.
Maybe Shane can reconsider and give him another half an hour. That way we could get some time in and call and give Lyman our thoughts and feelings, and whether they're good or bad, right or wrong, or frustrations or happiness, whatever you want to call it. He could get a chance to at least answer some questions, not a handful of questions.
Yeah. Well, it's,
what do you think about that?
That'd be great. That'd be really good.
So.
Okay. I think another, I'm not sure. I thought another call was coming in. Now, also tomorrow in Bethel at the KUC campus at 11:30 in room 118, House District 38 Representative Zach Fansler will be in person for a meet and greet. So that's somebody else that you can talk to. It's legislative session going on. He can update you on what's coming up for a vote, and you can give your opinion on some of the issues that are going on. So that's another avenue for contacting your legislators, and he'll be here in person at KUC room 118. The phone lines are open. You have like a few minutes if you need to get your call in.
Well, you know, it's amazing how Zach jumped in.
Zach. To run for House District? Yeah, that was a...
We need more people like him.
That was a surprise.
Yeah.
And so...
maybe it's time to do the other one.
No comment.
What, you scared? Are you a chicken? You got a yellow streak down your back?
No.
I mean, you're opinionated. What happened? All of a sudden, you got mum's the word.
I'm just...
I can't believe
I just don't want to get involved in that right now.
I can't believe
you. That's here, on you. That's your thing.
I thought you were outspoken and...
I am.
You're not what...
I am. But I'm wise, too.
Yeah, right.
So
you're afraid of losing your job?
No, I'm not going to lose my job.
Well, you're a state employee.
Yeah, but
I can't believe you're not going to say nothing about that.
I'm not going to say nothing about that. So why don't we go ahead and give the call lines again for people who want to call in at 11:30 for the call-in show with Senator Lyman Hoffman. Here are the numbers to call.
543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. Or you could always...
Well, I'm not sure. We need to verify whether people can send in email or not. So if you're... people, you can send an email if you want to send a comment or question to Senator Lyman Hoffman. And you can do that at radio@kyuk.org. Okay, Harry is on the line. Harry, good morning. Welcome to Talk Line, and you have just a few minutes.
Yeah, repeat caller, but...
go ahead.
Since you guys were had no callers again... people that didn't share our message earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Quick dog races tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And fiddle bands with the Bethel Band and the folk and record bands. Many raffle items and kids dog races Sunday. So if you guys didn't hear my message earlier, again, quick dog races today and tomorrow, 20 miles a day.
Uh-huh.
And, Fiddle Band, 7 o'clock to 1 o'clock tonight, and tomorrow, 8 to 2, Bethel Band and the Akiak Broken Record Band.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Harry. Okay. A lot of fun this weekend. There's fiddle dances. There's times to meet your legislator. There's Saturday market, dog races.
So are you
beautiful
going,
sunny
are you
day.
Going to Pakiak or Kwikluk?
No, I'm not going to either one.
You've got to take Esther. She's got to go do her... Esther Shuffle.
I don't know if Esther has a Esther Shuffle.
Oh, she does. You'd be surprised.
Oh,
she'd rock you off your feet.
Did not know that.
Well, you
did not know that about Esther. Huh.
You should
have to check
Esther,
that out. Yeah.
I heard you're quite the two-stepper.
I'll ask her.
Tell
how
her
she's
there's
doing
the Pakiak or Kwikluk.
Yes.
And then she brings you. You're going to rock the house.
The road is a highway, so it's easy to get to those places.
Yeah, you can't get
unless
lost.
There's some blown
unless you're
over
blind.
Snow. There might be some...
Are you blind in one eye?
No, no.
No?
Okay, so I think that's going to be our show for today. Thank you, everyone, for calling, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a great day.
Yes, if you're going to go out, have a plan. Please don't drink and drive, and be safe, and stay warm.
Okay. Express yourself.